Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakit Peris, as we present sports to you on our website, www.goforgold.lk. We start off with some somber news, the passing away of Kumar Sangakkara's dearly beloved father, Mr. Sangakkara, a lawyer by profession. He bid us goodbye day before yesterday. The mortal remains of Mr. Sangakkara is lying in his hometown in Kandy and is scheduled to be cremated today at 5 o'clock at the Mayava Cemetery. He was Kumar Sangakkara's mentor from the time Kumar Sangakkara embraced cricket at Trinity College, Kandy. I remember Kumar telling me that he used to get throwdowns with a tennis ball while he was at home because his father was very disciplined and wanted Kumar to concentrate a lot on his cricket. And he also made mention that he is what he is today, ended up being an icon because of his father's training. Thank you, sir, for the memories. At this point in time, all that we can state is that you have produced an icon, a true citizen of Sri Lanka, a proud citizen of Sri Lanka in Kumar Sangakkara. Rest in peace, sir, and we convey our condolences to all of Kumar Sangakkara and his extended family. Right, it's time for us to now go across to the Caribbean, where Sri Lanka have won the T20 series as well against the West Indies. Remember, they won the one-day series by 2-1. The T20 series, the first game was washed out. The second game, Sri Lanka won by 4 wickets. And yesterday, they got the better of the Caribbeans by a big margin of 9 wickets. The scores: West Indies batting first made 119 for 5 wickets. Stephanie Taylor made 24. Dedondra Doty 24. And Chanelia Henry 32. Susanthika Kumari for Sri Lanka 2 for 32. Inoka Ranavira was very tight in her spell, 2 for 16, alongside a fellow spinner. Kavisha Dilari took 1 for 16. So West Indies struggling a little bit against spin. Sri Lanka get to the target with ease. In 17.4 overs, they made 121 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. Ashni Pereira, 52 unbeaten. Imesha Dulhani unbeaten on 34. And Chamari Athapattu made 32. So congratulations, Sri Lanka, not only in winning the one-day series against the Caribbeans, but also winning the T20 series. We wish the team a safe journey back to Sri Lanka for a hero's welcome, one reckons. Right on cricket news, today is a big day because the first semi-final at Eden Gardens between South Africa and New Zealand is going to be a tight fixture. South Africa come in as favourites, being unbeaten, but in the back of their mind, they know that they were given a bit of a test against Zimbabwe in their last outing, while New Zealand will be very confident after comprehensively beating Sri Lanka in a one-sided game in Sri Lankan conditions at the R. Premadasa Stadium. All in all, it's going to be a very exciting game. Remember, the second semi-final is scheduled to be played tomorrow at the Wankhede Stadium between India and England. And that too is going to be a very, very interesting encounter. So, 2 days of great and exciting cricket. Now we join Shane Dullaver for some news in the rugby arena. The Clifford Cup tournament, now underway, the knockout, saw CRNFC, the current league champions, get the better of the plate champions Air Force by 29 points to 24. It was a tight game and the CRNFC boys were given a bit of a test. But here comes the surprise package. Kandy lost to Havelocks by 41 points to 38 in their own den. What a great game by Havelocks to beat Kandy in their own den. Shane Dullaver has been very kind to give us a bit of statistics about what the Clifford Cup is all about. It originated back in 1911 when upcountry planters played against the lowcountry planters. The lowcountry planters won the tournament by seven times, while upcountry won it 6 times. Then it spread to the clubs. The tournament was actually held in Kandy since 1992. But Kandy Sports Club withdrew from the tournament in 2006 for reasons best known to them, and the games were shifted to Colombo in 2006. And that was a historic game between CRN FC and Havelocks, where CRN FC beat the Heavies by 37-5. Let's look at how the shield was shared once Clifford Cup spread to the clubs. Kandy have won it 23 times, CR 15 times, Havelocks 14, Police 9, CHNFC 7 times, Army twice, and Navy once. Who will be the winner? Can CRNFC go to 16 and or Havelocks come to 15 even Stevens? Because they'll be playing the finals next week, that is between CRNFC and Havelocks, obviously. We also have one more news that rugby, of course, from Shane Dulaba. The President's Schools Rugby Knockout Tournament gets underway on the 11th of March. The first game is between Trinity College Kandy Trinity College Kandy and Thurston College. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris on our updates this morning. We hope you did enjoy all the news we had for you as much as we did enjoy presenting it to you. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Before I leave, condolences to Kumar Sangakkara and his family for the death of their beloved father. And also, I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing New Zealand and South Africa as they play their first semi-final at Eden Gardens today. Thanks for listening. Get your headsets on. Spin your record for your listening pleasure.